Baton Rouge.
Is the capital of?
Baton Rouge, that means red stick.
Red stick. Okay, Houston is in.
What?
Houston.
Texas.
Okay, what are they called? The big city in Missouri? That's known as what?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, and where Al Capone used to run the rackets, that's.
What state was that?
Illinois, that big city up in. Al Capone used to run the rackets up there.
Wasn't that Chicago?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what do you want to know that for?
Well, Richmond is the capital of.
That's Virginia.
Okay.
Now, what's West Virginia?
Annapolis is the capital of.
Maryland.
Okay, what's the big city there in Maryland?
Annapolis. Baltimore.
Yeah. Okay. And then, do you know any cities down in North Carolina? What's that big resort city in North Carolina?
Where Thomas Wolfe. Rich fella got a mansion down there, like a castle.
Yeah.
There's a book of Asheville.
Yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Okay, and in South?
Raleigh's in South Carolina, isn't it?
Raleigh's in North Carolina.
I ain't much on my geography no more.
And then that real historical seaport in South Carolina, got a lot of old places and houses in it. Charleston, you ever heard of that?
The what?
What was that dance they called the?
Charleston, yeah, Charleston.
Yeah, okay, and then in Georgia, do you know any cities in Georgia?
Well, Atlantic, Georgia, Atlanta, and what else? Georgia. Georgia crackers, that's what you are, huh?
Yeah.
You get tired of hearing that, huh?
What? No, I don't mind being tired.
There's a gentleman down here. I got acquainted with him. He used to come over. He was a middle class man. He never met one of them hard shell. He was a Baptist. He was a hard shell Baptist, and he also was.
What do you mean a hard shell Baptist?
Too religious, I guess. I don't know. I never have delved into it. You generally say that in joking with a person. You don't mean nothing by it. It's just an expression. But this fellow was hard boiled. He was strictly Georgia cracker. He'd crack everything and knock everything, you know. Nothing was good but Georgia. He was truly dedicated to the state of Georgia. let's see what his name was. And we tease him and we get in a real argument with him. We keep up, we'd almost hit him. He was aggravating at times, but he loved Georgia. And he was right there, snap at you, could take care of his state. Are you sure dedicated Georgian?
Yeah. But, the other cities in Georgia that you know about, what about the seaport in Georgia?
I don't know many cities in Georgia. I haven't studied geography in years after I got grown up in.
Savannah?
What place?
Savannah, you ever hear that? Macon?
Oh, yeah. I just can't remember. Yeah, I heard of them all.
Okay.
What else in Georgia?
Well, what about the state up here? Where do they play that good old music? You know where that comes from?
New Orleans, of course.
Well?
We the home of jazz, Dixieland, but not that other old jazz.
Where do they play all that country music? That comes from up in.
What kind of music?
Country music, it comes from.
Oh, that's from Tennessee.
Yeah. What
I'd
city?
Like to see that country place. That, what do you call it? What do you call that hall?
Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
That's in what town?
That's in Memphis.
Well,
Elvis Presley got a mansion there. He's in trouble right now. They're suing him for something. His wife sued him for a couple of million. Well, he's supposed to be a Christian boy, and he sure cuts up for that, I'll tell you.
What would you do if you had as much money as he does?
He comes down to New Orleans, had a gold automobile out of the lake one night. Everything comes to New Orleans. That old Duke Curry draws them all down here, and it's a wicked place.